You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
The passage today is from Isaiah 25, verses 6 to 9. And I just want to begin by pointing out that, once again, the promise of Isaiah speaking for the Lord is such a wonderful promise, pointing to a future when God will really look after his people and take care of all our human needs and concerns, some of our most, some of our deepest concerns and fears even. I want to point out that this is all in the future sense, future tense, that he will make for all peoples. He will swallow up and it will be sin. So once again, we are waiting in hope for the fulfillment of these promises, which we know will be accomplished. Yet we wait for it in hope, because these are all in the future. What also would be good for us to note is that most of the things that are said in this passage are intended for all the people. So notice that the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples, and he will swallow up the veil, the covering that is cast over all the peoples, the veil that is spread over all the nations, and he will wipe away the tears from all faces, and so on. So the promise of the Lord through Isaiah, remarkably, is not only for the chosen people, for the people of Israel, but for the entire world. There is a universal scope of this vision of Isaiah. There is a universal scope for God's taking care of all the peoples of the world. But it's not entirely only for all the peoples. There is one phrase, one part of this passage that might escape our attention. It says that the reproach of his people, God will take away from all the earth. Amidst all the promises for all the peoples, all the nations, there is this concern that the reproach of his people, God will finally take away from all the earth. In other words, amidst all the universal concern of God for the peoples of the earth, whom he loves, he loves everybody. But it can also be said, this is equally true, that he has a special love for his people. And if this was true in the Old Covenant, when where we see that God treats Israel as his own special possession, now we remember that his people, purchased at the blood of his son, the church, the body of his son, is special to him. And we can apply this as well, that for all that the church is currently experiencing, all its difficulties and challenges, all our all the things that are happening today, to our great shame. And of course, a lot of it has to do with the sinfulness of God's people. And yet God is still committed to us, to the church. And we pray and hope that with the presence of his Spirit among us, God is purifying us as we repent before him. And in the final days, and in the final days, he will take away the reproach that is upon the church. And so we want to be that holy people at the end. We want to be that bride adorned like adorned for her husband. We want to be that holy spouse of the Lord as we welcome him, Maranatha. So this passage has a universal application. It is directed to all the peoples of the earth. And there is a special note of consolation for his people, the church, that in the end, we also will be vindicated. We also will be purified by our Lord.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.